I share my vision with those who are willing to listen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, my Absolute Monastery, and the Absolute Philosopher in the Absolute Philosophy at the University of Philosophy, bringing you this Absolute Philosopher thought for today. I share my vision with those who are willing to listen. Now that's a two-sided sword. I share my vision with those who are willing to listen. Jesus said to the disciples, go into all the towns and speak to them of our philosophy. If they do not listen, shake the dust off your feet and get out of town. Don't stay around. Get out of town. What he was saying was, go live your philosophy and let all men see how you live it. And if you be lifted up, they'll be lifted up unto you too. But if they are not interested in what you have to say, let them alone. Ours is not to convert. This is what he was teaching. Ours is not to convert. Ours is not to change any other person's life. It's merely to be our life, live our life. Now, can you have a philosophy and not live it? Can you have a philosophy, a conviction, something you really believe in, and not express it in every day of your life, in every attitude of your life, where you're always telling the truth, you're always being honest, you're always being forthright, you're always being on top of who you are, and who are you? What is a practitioner? What is a minister? What is God? Does God care if anybody else does or does not do whatever God does? No. Does God see everyone doing what God does? Yes. Does God have his own motion picture theater in which he sees everything a reflection of himself? Yes. Are there people outside of the motion picture theater of God? Not really. But they have the illusion of being there. They pretend they don't want it. They pretend they're not ready. They pretend these things. But what happens? When they pretend that, then they are in the position where they are seemingly outside of the ideas of God, outside of the vision of God. Now, we make this statement here, I share my vision with those who are willing to listen. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. I go around the world speaking the philosophy at the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, telling people that I am God, I am the creator of my world, I like me, I live in an abundant universe, all things are mine right now, everything I choose to do, I do. And those of you who want to listen, who want to hear this, who want to know this, you can follow that. But if you don't, I have no real concern. I am not going out trying to change the world. An article was in the newspaper in Delaware recently, in which it said this woman had gone down to Africa, Ethiopia especially, and had seen in that country that the little children had to go a long way to get clear, pure, drinkable water. And so naturally they drank the water from the local rivers and ditches and what have you. And when you consider that they have done that, and consider that that's a rather tough thing to do, she was very concerned about having fresh water for them and having food for them because they were starving. Now, that's a wonderful thing. Can you see Jesus going around the world saying, there's starving people over there, let's go take care of them. There's starving people over there, let's go take care of them. There's people over there who need water, let's go help them get water. There's people who need this, who need that. Did Jesus ever say anything of that nature? Never. He taught the most positive philosophy that the world has ever known. And it's difficult to follow because people want the world of illusion rather than the world of reality. And this is okay. This is okay. There's no big deal about wanting the world or illusion, because it's a game. And it's not real. Nobody's hurt by it. Nobody's disturbed by it. Nobody's upset by it. But it's a game we play. It's a game we play. Now, when you see little children, they say, come on, let's go play. And you say, okay, what are we going to play? Hide and seek. Okay, now I'll hide. You guys all hide, and I'll find you. I'll stand by the tree here and count 1, 2, 3 to 100. And then you all hide. And the child doesn't quite make it to 100, goes up to about 10 or 12 and says, what's next? And so he goes out and looks for his friends. And his friends are right next to him virtually, standing behind a tree, standing behind a bush, hiding very, very, you can't find me, ha, 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 ha. And they even say that. And then the kid comes around looking for him, and he can't find him. And he even hears their voice. You can't find, it's the game. It's a wonderful, silly game. It's a game of total illusion, but it's not real. And it doesn't hurt anybody. Well, you've got to be found. Now, I can't find you. And if I can't find you, then I'll be it again. And I must count to, and then go looking. I must count and then go looking. I must always be it. Well, you see, you find somebody. You're it. And that's the next person who has to stand and count, then go look for everybody. Now, what an idiotic, what a stupid, what an irrational game. But what a fun game we've all played as children. And how wonderful it was. And we had to play by the rules. We played by the rules unless you touch them, they're not it. You got to go and touch them to say you found them and it, because they can run and hide again. They can run and hide again. And, you know, like they play the game of war. Boom, boom, you're dead. Now lay down. Stay down until the game is over, and then you can get up again. But you see, that's all part of the game. That's all part of the game. We don't go out and teach what we are. I share my vision with all those who are willing to listen. I live my life in such a beautiful way that people come into my world and they say, wow, you're a lovely person. You're a good person. And I say, thank you. I say, I'm just your reflection, but I thank you very much. You have a good reflection. And other people say, oh, you're a thoughtless, irresponsible person. You're not giving me what I want. You know, I want your money. I want your books. I want your courses. I want this here. I want everything for free. And I say, hey, I have a Gestapo agent working as my chairman of the board and my chief executive officer. And she says, if you don't read the syllabus, you cannot have the courses. Well, why should I read the syllabus? Because that's what the courses are all about. Well, why should I read the syllabus? Because once you read the syllabus, if you're harmonious with it, super. If you're not harmonious with it, why should we give all of our books and get you all set up with the course when you're not going to want to follow it because you're not harmonious with it? Well, I read it. All right. What did it say? And they don't know. They don't know. And so Ellen sometimes sits and reads it with them, to make sure that they understand, to make sure that they follow it. And sometimes, even after they say, yes, yes, I agree, I believe in that, I believe I'm God, I believe that everybody's God, I believe that we're the creator of our world, I believe that everything is positive, I believe that God is good, and only beautiful, and only pure, and only wonderful, just like me, and I believe that. And then they get going with the course, and things start happening to them, fortifying their belief, you know, or testing their belief or whatever it is, and they get shook up. Now, a little bit of love was what the movie was last night, wasn't it?
Love Comes Softly.
Love Comes Softly. It was a beautiful movie, and in the movie, the man was tested many times. In fact, he was seriously tested many times. And each time he had a faith in the indwelling presence, so powerful, he believed in his God, that his God would answer prayers always, that his prayers were answered. Now, you could look at that from a purely intellectual point of view, that when you have a conviction, when you believe in yourself, when you are confirmed in what you believe, and you stand by what you believe, and you expect what you believe to be fulfilled, it is. It has nothing to do with a God outside of yourself. It has nothing to do with some deity or some mystical, magical force of the universe that, supplies only those people who believe in God to support whatever their program is. That's irrational. You know. What it is one thing. It's just one thing. Belief in yourself. When you believe in yourself, then you will stand by your convictions and you will experience the allness that you are. Just like that. And how wonderful that is. Now, who's ready to do that? Who's ready to do that? Well, as we say here, I share my vision with those who are willing to listen. Those who are willing to listen have opened the first door, made the first step to following their inner divinity. They've made the first step to following their inner divinity. As Lao Tse, or Confucius or Lao Tse said, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Okay. Well, I'd like to confess something to you this morning that I have not confessed to anybody up to now. And it's a confession that may shake your boat quite a bit. But this is what it is. The first step has to be made on your spiritual path to achieve your spiritual awareness. And what follows the first step is the last step. There are no in-between steps. There's no journey of 1,000 miles with the first step at the beginning and so forth. But in effect, it is. The first step is the start, and the last step is the finish. And there's no in-between. When you have the conviction to take the first step, then you are ready to take the last step and be absolutely, completely, wonderfully aware of you, your reality. That's what it's all about. That's why we say, I share my vision with those who are willing to listen. And my vision is what I understand of my inner awareness. Now, what do you understand of your inner awareness? Do you understand of your inner awareness that you are the master, that you are totally in charge of your life, that you are the one who is fulfilled right now? If that's what you understand, then you're done. You're cooked, as we say, when you have fulfilled your program of the school of the master. You're cooked. And we have so many people who attend our classes of the School of the Master in Monterey and other places around the world. And whenever someone comes with a tremendous illumination, then they come with that understanding that they have made that first step. And now accepting that the awareness is theirs is the last step. So when you're ready to accept that the awareness is yours, you have made the last step. And don't go around forcing your awareness on anybody. I'm God, you're God, you know that? You know, no, it's none of their business. If you're God and you act like God, that's fine. And if you say to another person that all the world are God, you know, is God, you're God, everything is God, you know, that's no big deal. And let it go. And if they take it, fine. Oh, no, 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 no. There is only one eternal deity, and that deity is not limited to mankind. Oh, nobody said that. But mankind is limited to what it perceives itself to be. Now, when you perceive yourself to be a human, you'll be a human. When you perceive yourself to be God, you'll be God. Because, in fact, you always are and always were and always will be. These are the reasons that we go out and we do not force others into our philosophy. We merely share with those who are willing to listen. And happily, every day on the internet, we have several hundred people who are listening, sometimes three times a day, sometimes once a week, but they're listening. And they're writing to us and calling us on the phone and talking to us when we see them. And they're saying, oh, they like this or they like that, or it was such a meaningful thing, or it uplifted them and gave them a new insight. And then some they don't mention anything about at all. And those may even be the most important ones to them, because they hold them dear to their heart, and they live them, and they are them. And that's wonderful. And that's where you are. You share who you are with everyone who is willing to listen. And isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? I love you. I love you.
I love you.